Well, joining us on the telephone now on the Outdoor Show, Captain John Tomchick from Daybreak Charters out of Marquette. How are you doing, buddy?
Doing very good, Adam. Very good. Enjoying this nice weather.
I bet you are. I was looking at the marine forecast pretty much all week long, obviously, on a daily basis. And anytime you see waves 1 foot or less on Lake Superior, it makes life a lot easier for guys like you, right?
Yes, it does. It's nice waking up in the morning and seeing that with lake look like glass.
So tell me a little bit. You were out at the Rock yesterday, if I remember correctly.
Yep, we were.
And how was standard rock fishing yesterday?
It was pretty good. You know, the last few trips, I come on here all the time telling you when it's really, really good. And I'll be honest, the last few trips, we've had to work for them. We still ended the day pretty darn well after it was all said and done. But the fish are definitely more tight-lipped. And the last 2 days, including yesterday, the surface was completely covered with bugs out there now.
No kidding. Insect activity is really taken off out there then.
It is, which is honestly kind of strange because we still have 38.2 is the warmest I saw on the surface out there yesterday.
Wow, that's really cold.
Yes. I mean, it still feels like ice water, and yet, I don't know my bugs very well, but whatever hat, it was unbelievable. We had fish surfacing all around the boat all day long. Regardless of the depth of water, even out in the deep water, 200 feet of water, there was still fish surfacing all the way around the boat all day long, eating bugs. And every fish that we kept and cleaned, there wasn't a single fish in any of their bellies. They were all completely packed with bugs.
So do you think that's impacting the fishing at all in a positive or negative way, or is it just benign?
Well, you know, it happens every year, and it does slow down the bite a little bit. A lot of times these fish are, I'm talking, their stomachs were just packed solid, and that's no doubt going to slow down the bite a little bit. It does every year. It doesn't last, you know, all that long, but it's definitely going to slow it down a little. Now, there's still some hungry fish out there, but there's just not as many.
So you were catching plenty of fish then, is that what you're saying?
We still ended up putting probably 35 fish over the, you know, inside of the boat. We kept about a dozen. To me, that's an okay day. You know, by the end of the day, those are okay numbers for this time of year. But the numbers will get better. We were marking fish in some spots so thick that the sonar stopped reading the bottom because it lost the bottom. The fish was so thick, and yet we would take two or three passes of fish like that, and we couldn't get a bite. So it was that kind of day where you really had to finesse them and you had to tweak the tactics a little bit because they were really, really picky because a lot of them were just full. So I think it was the strikes we were getting, I think, were more aggressive strikes and things like that. These fish were not starving.
So tell me this, since it sounds like you're still catching a fair number of fish, you and your clients, of course, what depth were you finding the most success at? I mean, were you finding more fish biting at a certain one of the reefs out there, or were the shallower?
We did the last couple of trips, we split a little bit deeper. The last time I talked to you, I told you we were fishing up there in that 30 to 60 foot range.
Right.
And we're actually still marking a lot of those fish up there, but we spent a good half hour, 40 minutes on the last couple of mornings trying to get them to go, and those shallow fish just wouldn't go for us the last few trips. So we've been having to get out. We've been working about 90 to 150, typically a little on the deeper end of that. You know, really 130 to 150 has probably been the hottest zone the last couple of trips out there since the bugs got bit.
Any specific techniques, jigs versus spoons kind of thing, working better than another?
You know, and that's another thing that's kind of weird because with all these fish on the surface all day long, spoons have been dead. I would think right now the spoons should be on fire and twisters and things like that, you know, ripping along the surface or just below the surface. But the fish just aren't, they're not biting when they're up in the water column. The fish that are biting are just near the bottom. That's what we've been trying. So it's same old with the jigs, typically 2 to 3 ounce jigs, and a little bit of color differentiation, but really, white jig and a white tail is what you want.
White jig and white tail, okay.
Yeah, it's hard to beat that. I mean, there are some days when the colors, especially shallower, I think there's days that the colors, different colors can make a difference. But when I'm fishing 150 feet of water on the bottom, I want white and white, or glow, you know, white or glow. But I want, that's basically what's going to matter down there, because green does not look green at 150 feet.
All right, well, I'm, you know, real happy for you with the weather pattern the way it is. I'm sure riding out and back to the to the Rock has been a lot easier with this weather pattern than you've seen. And obviously it's good for business, too. You don't have to cancel trips. So let's hope it continues for you.
Yeah, I hope so. It looks like we got some good weather here. We got this should be the nicest time of the year, so I'm definitely looking forward to it. The fishing just keeps getting better.
Captain John, anything else you want to throw in?
Nope, and get out and enjoy this weather. It's going to be snowing in a couple months.
Don't remind us, huh? All right, thank you for your time.
No problem, Adam. Thanks a lot, bud.
Take care. Captain John from Daybreak Charters, and this is the Outdoor Show.